Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that the anointing of Yahweh rest upon you with a mighty fervor of power, strength, and a tremendous anointing that comes by the revelation of Almighty Yahweh. What a time and an hour that Yahweh has chosen us, a people, to exercise His mighty power and His anointing against the onslaught of darkness and hell, as the enemy encroaches upon the souls of men. That is what Satan did, as Adam and Eve, there in the garden that Yahweh had placed them in Eden, to exemplify His wonderful power, His mighty love and grace. Yet the enemy saw this great oneness with man and Yahweh. Satan, from that moment, he has tried to do all he can to bring about a divide between man and Yahweh. What is man that Yahweh is mindful of him? What is this thing that we call man that thou visit him every day? What is man that Yahweh has made in his image? We must understand that Satan despised the image of Yahweh. It is one of righteousness, purity, cleanliness. Yet the very image of darkness, it is one that is vile and insidious. It's corrupt. It has no spiritual values at all. And because of that, we sense this great battle. Well, Sheol, as he spoke unto the saints that were gathered at Ephesus, he warned them, even between the space of 3+ years, he wept night and day, and he understood the things that would transpire after his departing, that grievous wolves would enter in, the spirit of the beast. This beast spirit that denies the power of Yahweh, this beast anointing that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh. Man today, they blaspheme that precious name. They have disposed of it for the name of lords, gods, and all kinds of alternatives because of their faith. There is only one name. That is the mighty, powerful name of Yahweh. And Messiah came in that name, for he was made flesh, the word of Yahweh. And we understand in this hour the great opposition. It is not one that is natural. For Saul, as he said to the saints of Ephesus, we do not wrestle, or we do not contest, or our battle, or this tremendous contention is not against flesh and blood. It is not the carnal mind or the carnality, fleshly mind, physical body of man that we are wrestling against. Our contention is not with flesh and blood. Different attitudes of separation, segregation, racism, whiteism, blackism. It is not because of flesh and blood, because all flesh is as grass. So it is not the reason that we find this contention, that it derives because of a man's ethnicity, his race, his creed, the complexion of his skin. Because if that was the case, then you would never have animosity between two African Americans. You will never have any kind of disputing between two Caucasians, or two Arabics, or two Israelites. But that is not the battle that we are in. So he spoke unto this house to even warn them against this battle that they are battling. It's not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities. These principalities, these ruling princes, that they have their origin and their rulership from the powers of darkness. This is a dark hour that we are in. And the reason that we are in this dark hour, it is because man has rejected the name of Yahweh. David declared, I will praise Yahweh according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to thy name, O Yahweh, the mighty one of hosts. Yet this is a nation and a people will not identify the name of Yahweh. This is a people that despise it. It is of the same nature and the same desire as this beast power that shall be established by the very authority and power of darkness. The first thing that this beast government will do, it will begin to blaspheme the name of Yahweh, and those that dwell in the kingdom of Yahweh, because he despised that name. And everything, my friend, that comes from the Father, it starts with his name. We must begin there with the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is our sovereign one. He is our mighty one. And scripture tells us how excellent is that name in all the earth. He has set his honor above the heavens, and no one can esteem or excel the honor of Yahweh. There is no pagan god, or no pagan lord can excel above the honor, the power, and the anointing of Almighty Yahweh. And so this battle that we are wrestling against, against principalities, against these insidious dark powers of darkness. They promise you liberty, and yet they bring you under the bondage of their traditions and their evil, seductive ways. So we wrestle against powers, those beings that set up their jurisdictions, or they judicate law by the natural mind of man. We wrestle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, the dark things of this world, the dark insidious powers that rule by manipulation, taking control and authority in the mind, the spirit of man, whereby he is void of the knowledge and the laws of Yahweh. This nation, America, the nations of the world, the people in this nation, and the peoples of the world, there is a dark cloud that has overtaken the world. The world blaspheme Yahweh's mighty name. His name can never be Allah Akbar. Do you understand when the Muslims cry out that expression, Allah Akbar? It is simply, God is great. Now what God are they crying out to? Is it the same one that when you say, God, I love you, what God are you declaring, and what God is on your side? I say and I hold this to heart. As Satan said unto Eve, the day that thou eatest of thy tree, when you began to defy the laws of Yahweh, he said, your eyes will be opened. You will know the difference between right and wrong, and you will become as gods. Now those are the words that he spoke unto Eve. That the day that you defy Yahweh, You will have an understanding of good and evil, and yet her mind was darkened from the law of Yahweh, for he gave them the expanse of the garden to dwell there and to enjoy all the fruit of all the trees, except that one of the knowledge of good and evil. And when she disobeyed Yahweh, darkness ensued her and Adam, and they began to hide from Yahweh, and that is what darkness gives us, this comfort of covering, and yet there is no covering at all. And that is the ruling power of darkness in this world today. It is a mind that is devoid of the laws, commandments, and the righteousness of Yahweh. It is a mind that is steeped in lawlessness, wickedness, iniquity, and every kind of vile, evil practice there is. If it is religious practices, tradition practices, race practices, the white man's practices, the black man's practices, it takes a man and remove his mind far from the laws of Yahweh. For the law commands us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Not to love a black man or a white man more, or a Jewish man, but to love Almighty Yahweh with all, and our neighbors as ourselves. And when Shaitan, when this power of darkness shall be revealed in this beast government. And a beast government is one that defies the laws of Yahweh. It will not adhere to Yahweh's laws, but it has disdain, disrespect, and it disregards everything that deals with Almighty Yahweh. So how can we that say we're walking in the power of his anointing? And when David declared, O Yahweh, our Father, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. And yet we have all kinds of Baals in the earth. We have the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God, Jesus the Lord Christ, Christos. Yet we will not identify the excellent name. And that is the name of Yahweh, that Messiah, Yahshua, came in his father's name. He declared that he will write his father's name and his new name in the foreheads of those that overcome the power of this wicked element that is in the earth today. And also the name of the new Jerusalem shall be the seal and the approval of the saints of Yahweh. How can we deny the name of Yahweh? What is that name that we will sing praises to that name? Do we sing praises to the name of Jesus? To the name of Lord? To the name of God? We don't do that. We sing praises unto the name of Almighty Yahweh. For there is no other name like that name. David declared, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. Is this nation today trusting in Yahweh? Or is it trusting in its own corrupt will, its own corrupt laws and sinful ways? Our battle, my friend, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Now there is the battle of the saints of Yahweh. There is a spiritual wickedness that defies the laws of Yahweh. It is a depraved spirit. It is what a malice the purpose is evil, and the desire is rooted in overthrowing the kingdom of Almighty Yahweh. That is why we must take upon ourselves the whole armor of Yahweh, to be able to stand or withstand or to resist in this evil day. And after you have done that, then we need to stand. It tells us to take upon the whole armor of Yahweh. Now, I know that many other translations will say take upon the whole armor of God. Well, who is this one that is a warrior? The scriptures tells us that Yahweh is a man of war. Tell me, my friend, who is this one that will dispense this armor that we can withstand the forces of hell that war against us? Many do not have the power to resist the dark, insidious workings of the spiritual wickedness in this hour because they have no armor on. You have your nationality. You have your intelligence or your intellect. You have your masteries and all of these things. Shaitan, he overthrows these things because they are established, or the root of it is a sense of pride, arrogance, and haughtiness whereby man takes glory in himself. Has nothing at all to do with Almighty Yahweh. When a man understand whom this great one he serves, he will begin to bless him and show great honor unto Yahweh. And when a man that know his name, he will put his trust in him. How can you trust someone when there is no personal relationship there? My friends, you that are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts, how do you put any trust in one when you do not know their name? Will you go out and trust a man that will not tell you his name, woman? My friend, you that call yourself a gentleman, will you go out and trust a woman that you have called yourself spending an enormous amount of time with, and she has simply held back her name? You inquire of her name, and she tells you, my name is, I'm a woman. Well, that is an understatement. You realize that? And so are you going to trust her? Will there be any kind of trust established there? You always given us his name that we may trust him. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. When a man understands and knows the name of a woman or vice versa, but there is a pure relationship there, they began to trust one another. And when that man hears that name, or the woman hears the name of the man, it's a confidence builder. She knows the integrity of him, and he knows the integrity of her. And so we are calling upon this hybrid mystic type of a creator that has no validity of truth at all in his name. As the old patriarchs and neighbors would say, their word was their bond. And you could say a word or make a promise, and one would know that you would fulfill that because your name had integrity. You did not want to do anything that would spoil the integrity of your name. And yet that is what this nation has done. It has wrought things in a way to destroy the integrity of the name of Yahweh. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Yahweh, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Who are we seeking today? With this battle of powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places, you must know the one that you are fighting the battle for. We must understand our commander. Is he giving us armor that is not sufficient to withstand the wiles of the enemy that shall proliferate in this hour? They're already proliferating, yet we will see this great massive movement of proliferation to destroy any integrity of this living Yahweh. For there is no other name like that mighty name. For his name is a name of truth. And that is why Messiah, Yahshua, came in that name of the Father to assure us that this is the salvation of Yahweh. He did not denounce the Father, but he brought great truth and honor to that name. We must stand with the mighty anointing of truth filling our loins. Well, what is truth? Well, his law is the truth. His commandments are the truth. And so we need the laws of Yahweh. And that is his truth, his laws. We cannot walk, my friends, in the traditions of men, of things that we have learned in this apostate, vile, unclean Jezebel that has had her constitutions birthed by this Roman Catholicism, and we have received that. Yahweh is trying to purge that out of us. And there are many that have even come unto the knowledge of the name of Yahweh, and they bring or they allow that trash that they have learned to gravitate in this profound truth of awareness. And it doesn't work that way at all. The spirits are arrogant. They're haughty. They actually think they possess something. And it is not you, my friend. It has to deal with him and the power and the honor, the great glory of his name. Nothing with what we think or perceive, but it is what Scripture says. We that are his, as David declares, we will rejoice in thy Yahshua, or thy salvation. And in the name of our Father, will we set our banner, Yahweh fulfill all thy petition. And he shall fulfill all of his petitions. Do you understand what the petition is? It is the request, the desire. It is his purpose. We are not those that trust in chariots. We don't trust in the horses as the Egyptians assail after Yisrael. But we will remember the name of Yahweh, our Father. We trust in that name. The battle is raging against us, against our very souls. We understand the proliferation of spirits that have gone forth in the earth. My friends, you that are listening, you do not realize that this nation has made a radical change within the last 5 years. Within the last 10 years, there has been a tremendous transformation. And now you see a radical change in this nation. Men today, they have no sense or awareness of any kind of righteous laws that exist. They trust in their riches, their material wealth. They trust in their race identity. They trust in their natural kinsmen and their family. But there is no remembrance of the name of Yahweh, our Father. Who is our Father? Will not a father lay down the laws in his house? You that have birthed natural sons and daughters, who laid the law down in your house? Did you not tell your daughter at a certain time she must be in? Her school assignments must be done. You say to your son, the strength of your loins, son, this is an appropriate time. And you will be in the house at this time. There are no questions about it. These are the commands and the laws, and if you don't obey them, there are consequences, my friend. So you tell me that Yahweh, the Creator of all things, He cannot lay down the laws? Well, these laws today are spiritual. Sure they are. They are embedded in the inward parts of a bad soul and dwells down in the depths of his heart. That the issues, as the issues flow, the issues will be the laws of Yahweh. Out of the heart proceedeth the issues of life. And there's only life in the truth of Almighty Yahweh. It doesn't come any other way, my friend. What are you going to trust today? You trusting in chariots and things of that nature? You're not going to overcome the spiritual wickedness, powers that war against your soul. We are in a beastly hour as never before. We are seeing things transpire upon the face of the earth. They have never transpired like this before. We have such vile things that are being done in the name of, quote, Christianity, unquote, in the name of faith, in the name of God, in the name of love, yet there is no honor unto the name of Yahweh. David declared, give honor, give unto Yahweh the honor, the glory due unto his name. And we worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. How often is that scripture quoted? Yet man will not walk in the law and the truth of that because he doesn't love the Father. There's no love in his heart for Almighty Yahweh. I want to read something from scripture. As a young lad in the Baptist gatherings, of course they're coming to their most pagan day, or one of the most pagan holidays of the year. It's known as Easter. We will gather for Passover, not according to the pagan laws of this pagan tradition. And of course we would always learn certain verses. And I'm quite sure all of you all learned the 23rd Psalm. It says this, verse 1. It says, Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now, I understand the translation and other texts. I'm not going to read the other translations or the King James translation that has replaced the name of Yahweh with Adonai, Lord's God, Lord God. I have gone and translated or placed the name of Yahweh in the proper places that it ought to be. And you can do the same. So Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, in an abundant, a place of abundance. He leadeth me beside the still waters, the living wells of life, the true worth, the living water, came forth out of the cistern, the well, Messiah, Yahshua. David said, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. Now, He leads us in the path of righteousness for what? For His name's sake. That is the purpose of that. He leads us there for the purpose of His name's sake. Who is leading us today? We've been led by the traditions of men, or by the law of Yahweh. We must be led by the law of Almighty Yahweh. And if we are not led by the law of Yahweh, then woe unto us. The darkness of this nation, it is overtaking this nation. We that know our Yahweh, we are going to be strong. And we are going to do exploits. We're not going to allow the powers of hell to overcome and overtake us, But we're going to walk in the mighty power of Yahweh as we battle in this hour against the insidious powers of hell, that we may walk in the strength of Almighty Yahweh. And He intends for us to walk in that anointing and in that strength. This is an hour of blasphemy. Man is blaspheming the mighty name of Yahweh, for there is darkness in the land. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do want to hear from you. We know that tonight the signal is booming in here in Jefferson, South Carolina, with such clarity and a strong clarity it is coming in. We want to hear from you that are listening to this broadcast to give us a response on the clarity. I received an email to let me know that the broadcast in Arkansas was coming in quite strong and well. You that are listening tonight, I want to hear from you. You can call me and call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call and respond to this broadcast tonight, I will send you out a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name, a free gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast, simply because you will respond and let us know how the broadcast is coming in. Call now, area code 843-658-6222. Please leave your name, address, and your zip code, and expeditiously we will get this book out to you, The Heavenly Father's Great Name, a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. We bless you and we pray that the broadcast is coming in clear in your area and that there is clarity to this truth with great understanding, that you may understand the great perplexity that is upon the face of the earth. And it's because man has rejected the mighty precious name of Almighty Yahweh. Darkness has filled the heart of man because there is no rejoicing. For heart shall rejoice in Yahweh, for we have trusted in His holy name. Psalms 33, verse 21. What name are we trusting in? Are we trusting in the name of America? In Russia, China? Or do we trust in the name of Yahweh? This nation is trusting in her wealth, her youth, her strength, her valor. Yet there is no trust in Yahweh's name. That is why that there is no rejoicing. There's no fullness of gladness. When a man rejoices, he is full of the blessings of Yahweh. Your battle, my friend, in this hour that you are battling, it is not a natural carnal battle. It is a spiritual battle. When you begin to put on the armor of Yahweh, you can overcome that circumstance. We put on the whole armor of Yahweh, that we can truly resist the powers of hell and overcome them and walk in the strength and the power, the anointing of Almighty Yahweh. When a man puts on this armor, he first of all stands. Why? Because he has his loins, his mind, his inward parts, the power to discern, to understand, to sense. His loins are, they are girt, or they're surrounded by truth. the truth of His law, the truth of His commandments, the truth of whom He is. And He has on the breastplate of the righteousness, the true doctrine, the integrity, the virtuousness of Almighty Yahweh. And He is certain as to how He stand, because His feet are shod, because they have been prepared by this message of shalom. And above all, He has taken the shield of faith. For what purpose? Because with that shield, He is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And above all, He takes the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. When a man does that, he moves into a ram, a spiritual ram. He begins to pray with all supplication. He began to resist. He begins to submit himself unto Yahweh. And once he does that, he can resist the power of hell. And the enemy must flee. He has to. He cannot stand in the very presence of Yahweh. He cannot walk or defy the very presence of Yahweh. So he begins to walk in this arm of Yahweh. And in the midst of that, by the strength of that, he is ready for battle. Now what are we ready for today? This nation is not ready for battle. It is not ready for any kind of suffering, any kind of trials, any affliction at all. They trust in everything but Yahweh. They trust in every kind of vile spirit. This nation doesn't trust Yahweh for their healing, for their deliverance. They're trying everything, and yet this nation is a sickly nation. The mind is sick, the whole body is sick today, my friend. There's no willingness to obey the law of Yahweh. When a man turns away from the law, my friend, woe unto that man. And we can, and we have, denied that this nation and the nations of the earth have turned away from Yahweh. And they have. This nation that was once a nation that had a conscience of its sins, now we have the proliferation of every kind of vile thing. Homosexuals ruling and marrying and kissing. Yet these vile politicians, they are spirits of darkness. The powers of darkness rule in them. You want to call Mr. Bush? I will honor him as the leader of the nation. Because I know that the heart of the king is in the heart of Yahweh. And whithersoever the water turneth, Yahweh turns the heart of the king. Yahweh will turn the heart of Mr. Bush to do his will. That this nation is open unto every kind of vile, evil thing there is. We say that he is a religious man. I believe that. Religion has never saved a man. Who is more religious than those that call themselves the natural Israelites or the Jews? They have the synagogues and their rituals, and they practice them, and yet there is no body anointing upon them at all, because they rejected the truth of Yahweh. And yet they're in darkness, because the beast power, the spirit, is ruling. And yet their blindness have overtaken them for us. And I bless Yahweh for that profound truth. We that know him, we ought to sing praises unto his name forever. We ought to exalt his name and bless his name and lift up that name. David declared, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands to thy name. What name do you lift up your hands to? To the name of Yahweh, the mighty Redeemer, that has manifest his word in the body of Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh, the salvation, the hope of Israel, those that he has preordained, called, and elected before the foundations of the earth, that our hope would be in that promise and the manifestation of that hope of Messiah. That is Yahweh's way of doing things, and he has done it that way, and there is no other name. Sing unto the Mighty One, sing unto Yahweh, sing praises to his name. We must know the name of the one that we're singing praises to. We bless the name of Yahweh. We sing hallelujah. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yahweh, and rejoice before him. We must begin to do that. Rejoice before him. I say to you that declare that you are the priests, the leaders of Yahweh's tabernacle, his house, where his name ought to be exalted. Solomon built the house that the name of Yahweh would be in that house. Yet we have found in this, we call, what you call, quote, the church, unquote. We have every kind of name there is in it. We have the apostolic name. We have the Baptist name. We have the Pentecostal name. We have the Assemblies name. We have the Lutheran name. The Episcopalian. The Anglicans. We have every kind of name. The white identity. The black identity. Every kind of identity. But the identity of the Father's name. Do you not know that you identify one by their name? Identity is important. Oh, I believe in identity. I believe in the identity of the name of Yahweh. I believe that his name is a name of identity. And that is why the name of Yahweh is going to be written in the foreheads of his people. And if his name is not written there, then you are not his. You don't believe that? Well, then explain unto me what Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. Yokohana said, I looked, and I saw this Lamb, this one of Yahweh. He stood on the Mount Zion. He said, I saw 144,000 with him. But there was something significant. I saw the Father's name, or having his Father's name written in their forehead. Do you not understand the writing or the name or the number of this beast written in the forehead or the hands of those that reject the laws of Yahweh? Darkness overtake them. Do you not understand that, as we see in Iraq, it's a nation that has been pulverized by a massive military assault from this nation and the other constituents, nations of the earth, has gone in, and literally there is a darkness in the land. It was a dark nation before. It's the spirit of Babylon, the natural and the spiritual Babylon, and we saw this great battle for the power or the supremacy of the rule of this beast power to establish itself. And we saw whereby the flesh and the spirit could not agree. There's always a battle. The flesh is always battling against the spirit. They are contrary one unto the other. And so out of this natural ruin, you're going to see this vile thing rise with great power to establish a name. To establish a name. And we see out of this dark, of the dark ages we have come out, that the name of Yahweh, He sent Messiah to establish one thing, His name. Messiah said, Father, glorify Thy name. And the Father responded as the heavens were open. He said, I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. I have brought honor unto my name, and in this hour He's going to do it to God, my friends. That name is going to be known throughout the earth, and men shall know the name of Yahweh, and they will call upon the true Creator, the one that has created all things. Darkness in the hearts, in the minds of men today, because that name is not written in their hearts. It is not the seal of their heart today. They will exalt and exude their demonation. It's what I call them. Denomination, demon, control, nations. They're controlled by these elusive spiritual powers, dark powers that control them. You find these demonations with every kind of wicked thing transpiring. They break the laws of Yahweh. How can you say you know Him and you're going to participate in this vile thing they call Ash Wednesday, Good Friday, Easter Sunday, sunrise service? How can that be? How can you even associate Yahweh with such pagan rituals? Your Easter egg hunt, your bunnies, your chicken eggs. What a folly. What an abomination. You say you love Him. Not so, my friend. You may be competent with me, but that's all right. You can't love Him and walk in such insidious darkness whereby your mind defies the laws of Yahweh. He will not give His honor unto anyone else. He said, my name is Yahweh, and that is my name. And my honor, or my glory, my prestige, will I give to no one else. David declared before you, Yahweh, there was no mighty one, and there is not one, not at all. So Yahohana, Yahana, saw this 144,000 sealed with the name of Yahweh in their heads. His name must be in our mind and our spirit, saints, because this dark thing that is coming upon the earth, when the third Malach shall pour out his vial upon the earth, Scripture tells us there was a loud voice. He proclaimed this. If any man shall bow down before this beast government, this beast that shall rise, this false anti-Messiah, and the image, and receive a mark. And that's what they're doing. They're receiving this adulterated, untruthful lies, and it is actually searing their conscience. Their conscience are being seared. That's what this beast spirit is doing. It is literally searing the conscience of many. And they can't hear anything when it comes to the profound truth of Yahweh. Their conscience is so seared that nothing penetrates it. They reject any truth of Yahweh. And that's what the mark of this beast is. It is to sear the conscience of men where they began to walk in gross darkness. They began to defy the laws of Yahweh. And our seal is that there's a spirit of truth that rests in the minds of the hearts of men that they know Yahweh. Now, I believe it's going to be a literal thing as well. But these are the precursors of things that shall come. He said to the men that they shall worship. And any man that does that, he said that that man shall drink of the wrath of Yahweh. He said he's going to pour it out without even compassion, without mixture, in His mighty indignation. We don't believe that Yahweh has indignation, an anger that cannot be measured, a vengeance that cannot even be spoken of. It is such a fierce thing, yet we don't believe that. And He said they're going to be tormented with fire. with brimstone, in the presence of my Melechim, and in the presence of Messiah, Yahshua. And he tells us that the smoke shall ascend up forever and ever. Folks can say what they want to. He said the torment or the smoke of their torment shall ascend, go up forever and ever. And they, you can see that the bodies are consumed. No, the God hell has enlarged itself without measure. The worms do not die in the mist, and they have no rest day or night. Who shall worship this vile thing and receive this mark in their mind? And that's what he's doing. He's marking the minds today, causing them to become seared, the conscience. That you blaspheme the name of Yahweh, you fight a dangerous name, you reject that name. What is our strength? Well, Revelation 14, verse 12 tells us, here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of Yahweh and the faith of Yahshua Messiah, that he is our hope, to lead us to the presence of the Father. That his Father, Yahweh, he came in his Father's name, in the name of Yahweh. Yahshua is the salvation of Yahweh. Salvation is enunciated that way. Yahshua. The assurance of man, Messiah, gave us that assurance. He did not think it would robbery for him to be equal with Almighty Yahweh, because he was the Word of Yahweh made flesh. And our patience and the assurance of us without any complaining. You understand what patience is? It is to suffer without complaining. To endure without murmuring or complaining. Steadfast. He said our patience is that we know that we keep the commandments of Yahweh. What commandments are you keeping? Are you keeping the commandments of your traditions? Of your doctrinal ways? He has a law. His law is righteous. And we must walk in the laws of Yahweh. And if we do not, then woe unto us. I want to read a scripture. It says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through verse 4. Listen quickly. And he showed me a pure river, the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, because men shall worship the name of Yahweh. For the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. Revelation chapter 22, verse 4. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh our Father giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. What is the name that shall be in their forehead? What is the name or that Yahweh Messiah shall write in the forehead of the people of Yahweh? It shall be the Father's name. We must have the Father's name. We cannot allow the Spirit, this mark of this beast, the precursor, is to cause the minds to become darkened, and that is alienated, devoid of Yahweh's truth, his name. And when once man becomes void of that, he will not deal with Yahweh, nor his truth. He will reject his truth, my friend, and he will not accept the profound truth of Yahweh. I say to you that are listening, the Father's name is Yahweh. And Messiah, Yahshua, came to give great honor to that name. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners, you that will sit down and send a gift, an offering, for the support of this broadcast. I will send you a gift. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You send a gift, an offering of any amount, I will send you out a book that will give you great understanding and knowledge of many of these traditionalized customs and fossilized traditions. It is called Fossilized Customs. It will bless you, reveal many things unto you that you did not even know. It will be a great strength unto you. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. Send a gift of support for the broadcast, and we will bless you. You that are listening, I want you to call me now. Call me and give me an idea of the reception in your area of the frequency tonight. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me now, leave your name, address, and zip code. We'll send you out a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. Free of charge, a gift from Pastor Roberts and the Voice of Victory broadcast. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. And we will get that gift out to you. There are many things that are transpiring here at Victory Community. You always will. One night I will sit down at a live broadcast and give you some ideas what we are doing. We're almost completing or finishing up certain things on our web page, and I will be giving you more information on that. Or you can visit our website. You can see us here at Victory Community and many things that we do here in this congregation of believers that trust in the name of Yahweh. We will let you know about those things as we continue to build our low-powered radio station. You're always blessing us to do that. The weather is quite well. I can finish laying the blocks to finish that endeavor. Now, we may broadcast in the local area here in Jefferson, South Carolina. We bless Yahweh for that great victory as he's opening up the doors for us that the voice of his truth or his name may be heard. And that is the most important thing in this hour, that you must know whom you trust in, my friends. It's a sad thing. You've been married to a woman 20 years and you do not know her name. Now, I've been married to Sister Roberts almost 27 years, and I do know her name. She has a surname after me, but I do know her name. And so we must know our Father's name. He has a name. So there are many things that, as Yahweh instructs me and guides me to inform you of, I will, as far as gatherings or things, gatherings here and other places with other brethren that I will be with, I will let you know that off of the broadcast. We will be gathering here for Passover, and I will let you know that as we get closer to that time, as we make preparation for this great feast, this great gathering, in the name of Almighty Yahweh. We pray that the broadcast is blessing you. It's an inspiration from a heart delights in this privilege and opportunity that Yahweh has given unto me to speak unto the hosts, those that love him and those that despise him, that Yahweh may draw out his people out of this very vile, evil, dark, insidious world. And that is my calling and my responsibility. I do not shun that. And I bless the Father for that. I bless him tonight as I do appreciate your responses, your giving, you that's in offerings. Thank you kindly, Brother Dean there in Forreston, Illinois. We bless you in Messiah's great name. May Yahweh bless you and heal you. Pastor Garner there, Pastor Samuel and Holt, Michigan, we bless you, Elder. May Yahweh bless you and all the saints gathered in the assemblies of Yahweh. We bless you all tonight, saints. May the peace of Yahweh rest upon you. From all the saints in victory, we say to you, our friends and listeners, Shalom in Messiah's name.